Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash as they're accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call, 303-831, excuse me, that's our phone number, 303-289-1600, or check them out online at rollerauction.com/sell to inquire about selling. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
I want to take you back to when Colorado played Colorado State. And Jay Norvell made the comment about Deion Sanders wearing a hat. I believe that's what it was. And then said, my mama didn't raise me that way, or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Going back in time, how do you feel Deion Sanders handled that situation? Because he put something out on Twitter that could not be any more hypocritical, and he put it out today.
Well, I remember at the time, if I'm not mistaken, you know, it was more along the lines of, don't invoke the name of my mother. That was basically the pushback, which I don't think was happening. I don't think that was a direct jab at Deion's mother, but I mean, at the time, they were looking for anything that they could wear on their shoulders, right?
Yep.
Right? Pretty much. That's how I kind of felt about it at that point.
This is what he put out on Twitter today. This is not a shot at Jay Norvell. Mm-hmm. This is just his normal, I'm going to put out inspirational things that God might say. Never seek revenge or wish for the demise of someone. Never hate, curse, or speak negatively over your enemies. God got this. Well, I'm sure God would agree with you. I'm sure Jesus would agree with you. And you didn't handle it that way with Jay Norvell. So don't tell me some Bible verse or your interpretation of a Bible verse when you live the complete opposite of that. Did he seek revenge? Yes. Did he wish for the demise of Jay Norvell? Demise meaning getting him fired? No. Did he hate? Yes. Speak negatively? Yes. That's what he did. Practice what you preach. That's why guys like me have a problem with Deion Sanders.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can see...
That is hypocritical 101.
Yeah. I can see what your issue is. I think you're kind of laying in wait for Deion, too. I think there are a fair amount of people that are...
What do you mean by laying wait?
Because I think that there's a sense that he's kind of making his bed and he's going to have to lay in it. And I think that there are people out there.
Are you laying in wait?
I don't know if I'm laying in wait. I don't, and I'm not saying that you're wishing ill.
No.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Not wishing ill will on Deion Sanders.
No.
He's done a lot of positive things.
Yes.
Unfortunately, a lot of positive things that he has done have been positive, clearly. But I think there's a con man element to it as well.
I am so interested to see how this plays out from a standpoint of, can you put a football team on the field that can win games consistently? In what, by most people's measure, certainly people that weigh in on these things, you're supposedly going to be in a less competitive, easier conference to win in, right? I just want to see the rubber meeting the road, and for once, we're talking about football instead of all the crap around it. Because to me, that is kind of what CU is becoming. It's all of the crap around it. It's the changing of the rosters. It's the changing of the coaching staff. It's the constant upheaval. It's a controversial social media here, controversial social media there, and stuff like that. I just want them to get down to some damn football and see if this thing can work.
And I'll add to it, you have some media in the tank for Deion Sanders.
There is that as well.
Especially a lot of young people who are all wowed by Deion Sanders, and you don't want to get them upset because you don't want them biting your head off during a press conference. I'm not going to name the guy's name. He's a good dude. This is what a media member put out on Twitter yesterday. You can try and hate on the Buffs football team right now because of jealousy over the attention the Buffs are getting right now, or fabricated stories, or wanting your favorite team to land a recruit. But what Deion, Coach Prime, Sanders has cooking in Boulder right now is a force to be reckoned with. No, they're not, because we don't know that yet.
Yeah, until they are, they're not. I mean, right.
And here's the word that sticks out, okay, to the person who wrote this, who I'm not going to name. Fabricated. Show me the deed to the house your boys bought you. That is fabricated. Show me the deed. I want to see your name on it, Deion, because that's what was fabricated. Don't talk to me about fabricated stories when you made one up for television cameras, meaning your son who runs the media department for the football team.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking about crap outside of what goes on between the lines.
Oh, look at what Shiloh and Shadur did for their daddy. Meanwhile, one of them is filing for bankruptcy. And the other one, Shadur, is a great player, and we'll see how he fits in to an NFL locker room. Fabricated stories, show me the deed. We all know that Shadur takes his classes online. So why are we fabricating him walking into a chemistry class when we know he doesn't go to chemistry class? Why are we fabricating that stuff? You brought it on yourself. That's what grifters do. They make things up to make themselves look better. Or, in layman's terms, you are a con man.
Well,
no. Tell me.
I'm just not going to go there.
Am I wrong? Am I being too hard on this? Show me the deed to the house.
I think that you
wasn't it a big story that his boys bought him a house? Wasn't that a big story? Oh my God! Look at what Shadur and Shiloh are doing. Show me the deed. Let's see it. Because from the people that I've talked to, that house isn't on the market.
I think you've made up your mind.
No, don't tell me I've made up my mind.
Okay.
I'm saying is show me the proof.
Right.
So Okay. Where am I wrong? Do you like stories that are made up, Bruce?
No, but I don't like some of the verbiage. I don't like, I'm not comfortable with con man.
Is that something a con man would do? Make something up to make you believe something is true when it is not. Is that what a con man would do? Just answer it. Would they?
I'm not going over that line. That's you're there. You be there. I'm not comfortable with that.
And by the way, I agree with Deion. I'm not seeking revenge on him. Do I hate him? No.
No, I wouldn't say that you do.
No. God has told me not to, at least according to Deion. Am I speaking negatively over my enemies? He's not my enemy.
No.
I'm just spitting facts. That's all I'm doing.
I will be honest with you. The thing that bothers me more about even what we have talked about, or what you have talked about in particular here in the last few minutes, is taking shots at guys that you recruited. That bothers me.
Why?
That bothers me.
Why?
Because I think that that crosses a line of trust in the process of recruiting,
took shots at just about everybody sitting in that room at his introductory press conference. Did you have a problem with him bringing in his Louis and gassing all those guys? You have a problem with that? Because a lot of people felt, hey, you won only one game, you shouldn't be here anyway. You have a problem with that?
I understood the process more in the time and the place. I understood the need to change.
They were a four-win team. But what's wrong with pretty much doing the same thing?
That's the choice that they made, to basically start all over again. Because that's what they're doing. I mean, yes, you still have two first-round picks. You've got three potential pros, guys that could be drafted, maybe more. And so you've got some guys, but you still are basically starting from scratch. Now, it helps to have guys like that, but in terms of building chemistry and all of those things, how much time have they really had to do that? Doesn't it take battle together against an opposing foe to do that? Can you build that convincingly and quickly just in practice alone? I have my doubts.
I'm going to take a page out of the political handbook as we head into the first presidential debate. Joe Biden's on drugs. Joe Biden's on drugs. To which people want him to be drug tested, right? And then the answer is, well, prove to me that he's not. Prove to me that he's not on drugs. Okay? And that's what I'm going to say to Deion Sanders. You got the house? Prove to me that you have the deed. Show it to me. You don't have to put it on social media. I'll drive up to Boulder. It's not that far from my house. Show me the deed to the house with your name on it. Show it to me. If not, you conned everybody with a nice little video moment. That's a con. No? Whether you like the words or not.
It's awfully strong for me.
What would you call it?
It's misleading.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable using the term con. That's just me. So
you don't have to use the word. Is that what it is?
You
don't have to use the word. Is that what it is? Is misleading?
It's misleading. That's what it is for me. So you can define it in any way that you wish. It's misleading for me.
Now we're going to go a completely different direction after the break. Can't believe you're going after Deion Sanders. Well, you know what? You know what you're going to say next? I can't believe that you're actually supporting Travis Kelce with this whole thing with Taylor Swift as he was on stage. That's next. So I get high like Colorado.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Pleasant Valley Sunday.
No.
No,
this is...
That was the beginning of Pleasant Valley Sunday.
No.
Hold on. Can you stop the song, replay it, start it again? Okay. They sampled it. They sampled the beginning to Pleasant Valley Sunday. No, that's not the song. The one you just played coming in. Was that
this
it?
Was it?
No,
no,
this isn't
that
it.
Was not it at all. What song did you just play coming in?
Wild, Wild.
This is
or Wild Child.
No.
No, it's not.
I'm getting closer to my home.
No. You think about the song you just played.
This is the song that I played.
Well, it wasn't in our ears. Let me just say that.
Yeah. Then,
it was not in our ears.
Yeah.
This song was not in our
ears. Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman right now. Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call. 303-289-1600. Go to rollerauction.com/sell. to inquire about selling. In the meantime, never too early to start thinking about lunch or dinner. Go to Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, not just the best barbecue spot in town. It's one of the best restaurants in town because Dave, he had a past life. How about a wild salmon smoked Reuben? Sound good? How about a smoked meatloaf with a balsamic glaze with portobello mushrooms or cremini mushrooms? It's you could just eat the sauce by itself with a spoon. All the desserts are homemade. They take special care with all of their sides as well. It's not just a lump of mac and cheese on your plate. They put breadcrumbs on it, panko breadcrumbs. It's nice and crispy and ooey gooey on the inside. Everything they do there is done with care. It is so stinking good. Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. You can find them off of 38th and Pecos. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
I don't know what got more run on my Twitter feed yesterday. The protesters at the golf tournament on the 18th hole. Or Travis Kelce making his debut on stage with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift, right in front of Sir Paul McCartney.
Pretty cool.
And Tom Cruise and a bunch of other celebrities at Wembley Stadium yesterday. Dressed in a tux and a top hat, Kelce carried Swift on stage after a wardrobe change.
That's right.
Before her tune, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Don't know that song.
Are you cheering for them? Or
yes.
Are you tired of it?
No, I'm cheering for them because think about it. What in the hell do we need more of in this world?
Love.
Thank you. And I realize that that sounds silly to some, but I think it's real.
It's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. And I think, frankly, and I'm not a cute person by any stretch of the imagination. All you got to do is take one look at me and know that. But I'm not cute in attitude either, generally. They're cute. It's a nice pairing. They seem well suited to each other. They still thrive on one another, seeing one another. Her face lights up when she sees him, and the same for the. What's wrong with that?
Right.
What is wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Not a damn thing.
Well, what's funny is that you have people probably hating on me for calling Deion Sanders a hypocrite. And then some of those same people are like, I've had enough of Swift and Kelce.
And I will say this. There was a point of saturation during the football season.
You're going to get more of it.
That was different. That was different. But no, I think it's cool. And if the world can always use another good love story.
There have been a lot of power couples in the history of whether it's entertainment, music, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, the original, and this is showing my age,
yeah,
was Bruce Willis and Demi Moore. They were a power couple.
All right.
But then in the 1990s, it was Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Friends was a big show.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, major movie star. Have Kelce, because what's funny is my wife called me about this. She goes, did you see this video?
Yeah.
of Travis there with Taylor Swift. It is crossing lines that you never thought would be crossed. Teenage girls liking football now.
Yeah.
Not to say teenage girls don't like football, but now there is an interest in the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL.
That didn't exist in a demographic that this time last year.
So with that, which power couple is a bigger power couple? Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston or Kelce and Swift?
Well, who the hell's bigger than Taylor Swift? Brad Pitt?
Well, my wife, Mandy, brought up an interesting point to me.
She's a voice of intelligence, well, so I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Well,
I mean it.
Well, if she was intelligent, she wouldn't have married me. If she had taste in men, she wouldn't have married me. But this is the best point that she brought up, because remember, she is an immigrant to this country.
Yes.
She is a United States citizen, but she was born in Scotland and didn't move over until her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought up the best point to me, because I said originally, Kelce and Swift. She said, no. I said, why? She said, well, Jennifer Aniston, when she was on Friends, that was a global show.
Yep.
Brad Pitt is a global superstar.
Yep.
Taylor Swift is a global superstar.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce is big in the United States.
Interesting. I'll be honest, I would have never gotten to Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
They were...
I mean, I hear you, and you're absolutely right as we talk about it. I get it. Taylor Swift, to me, is such an incredible...
She's a phenomenon. Like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Like Madonna.
Yeah, even bigger than Madonna, I think. And we lived through that day and age. She is going to...
Well, there's nothing controversial, really, about Taylor Swift.
No,
Madonna,
you're right.
There was a lot of controversy. Right.
She is going to... She has sold out in advance 8 shows at Wembley Stadium. 8. That means about 720,000 good folks from around London, Great Britain, parts of Europe, will see her in one venue over the course of 8 nights. 720,000 plus. That is unbelievable.
Well, Michael Jackson would do the same thing. Madonna would do the same thing too.
No.
Yeah.
Not Madonna.
Yeah.
Not 90,000 for 8 straight. You and I will disagree on that one. No.
So
I don't see.
Is she second only to the Beatles, or even bigger?
In this day and age, she's bigger.
Well, the stadiums are bigger.
The stadiums are bigger. There's
social media.
Social media
is bigger.
It's a different world that we live in now.
Right.
Stardom is a different kind of thing now.
I'll tell you the other cool thing is Brad Pitt had his own career and Jennifer Aniston had her own career. Because Travis Kelce has his own career and is more than secure with who he is, that makes this couple even more attractive.
Great point. It does, because of the security that both of them have in themselves.
Right. Travis Kelce is not Taylor Swift's boyfriend, and Taylor Swift is not Travis Kelce's girlfriend.
They both have their deals where they're pretty big deals. I agree. And I thought it was, and I know there were some people taking shots about it because, God, that's the world we live in. We just got to take shots all the time. We can't just let things lie. I mean, who really cares about, apparently more than should, but who really cares? Let Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift do their thing. Who cares? It's not hurting anything.
Well, but here's the thing, okay? And this is where I kind of feel bad for Travis.
Okay.
This is a better workout for his sake. Not her sake. His sake. Because the greatest selling album of all time will be if he breaks her heart, because she will write about it. And every Swiftie will buy 2,000 copies of it and play it over and over and over again. I would not want to date Taylor Swift for the reason knowing an entire album could be made ripping me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see them right now as an incredibly well-matched couple.
And
for some of the reasons that you just talked about.
And you know what the best part is? And I hate to sound like some sappy guy.
There's nothing wrong with romance. That every now and then. It's all good.
He courted her. He chased her publicly, mm-hmm. wanting to give her a bracelet. And she shot him down early.
Yes. Lest we forget
right.
about this deal.
He publicly courted her and, in theory, got embarrassed.
But
kept going.
Persistence.
He kept breaking tackles to get to the end zone.
Well put. And we circle it back to, I mean, this is a guy that's played in 4 Super Bowls.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy that is about as big a fish as you can get in the sea that he swims in, right?
And oh, by the way, the day that he retires, he will have his pick of jobs in the broadcasting world.
Sure.
If he wants it.
Yeah. I mean, his podcast, he and his brother's podcast, I'm not going to say is must listen, but it's pretty damned entertaining. And they are both eminently likable guys.
Coming up after the break, if Taylor Swift, for some reason, everything flipped on her and she became a bad performer and she's singing everything flat and out of tune, okay, would she outdraw the Rockies? That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call to make some money, 303-289-1600. Go to rollerauction.com/sell to inquire about selling. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
If you think the Rockies only get fans because certain teams are in town, think again, because this weekend, or the last 10 days, I should say, is a perfect example. 10-game homestand, Pirates, Dodgers, Nationals. The Rockies go 3-7. Dodgers series drew well, but maybe by about 400 to 600 per game. The Pirates and Nationals combined to draw 34,800. If you take the 10-game series, which averaged 35,000, okay?
Yeah.
They would be ranked 8th in attendance in the league this year. The Cubs would be ahead of them. This team, even though they started, I was about to say they started slowly.
I mean, they're still, I mean, they're, 24 games? Or
they're the second worst team.
Yeah.
They're the second worst team in baseball. If it wasn't for the Chicago White Sox, who are dreadfully bad.
Someone is going to buy a ticket for that series this weekend in Chicago.
With that,
wow,
I am convinced more than ever that this team is bulletproof when it comes to the turnstiles clicking.
It's not necessarily the team, it's the experience. And we've talked about it for years. But, I mean, this is when, even though I like certain guys on this team and would go and watch them, I don't think a lot of people necessarily would. But you know what it is? It's always a great night at the ballpark. What's the old saying? A bad day at the ballpark's better than any day at work?
No. The term is a bad day of golf is better than a good day.
Well, you're a golfer, so of course you would make
it
about golf.
So are you?
No, not really.
Used to be.
And
a really good one.
Well, and then, I mean, you know, I was so good that I lost interest in it. So I wasn't.
Because you mastered the game.
No, no one masters that game, man. No one masters that game. No, I think that going to a game at Coors Field and good on them, is just always a great experience. The weather is usually fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's not an uncomfortable place to watch a game. You're not going to be bitten by bugs. You can go and be just mesmerized by the field and the teams and the games.
There's one bad thing about that.
And the mountains There's and all of the
one
things.
One bad thing about that ballpark. Just one.
The team?
Two things. Okay. The team, and if you're sitting on the first baseline,
yes,
you can't even see when the sun's going down.
Yeah, when the sun's that's a
it's
tough,
awful.
Tough sun field.
Yeah.
Imagine playing first.
Yeah.
That's a tough position in that ballpark at that time of night.
Yeah.
No question about it. But you know something? I've lived here now. Well, I've been coming here for longer than this, but I've lived here now for 8+ years. I've gone to a lot of games. I never have a bad time at Coors Field. I just don't. I mean, it's always fun for me. I'm with people that I like. We enjoy the process. We have ourselves a cold beer, maybe some peanuts or whatever the case may be.
What are the two things you have to have at a ball game? Must-haves. You will. Whenever you go, you will get these two things.
Beer.
And you have to pick one more.
Well, beer.
Don't say Dippin' Dots.
No. It would be peanuts.
Beer and peanuts.
Yes.
Automatic. Yeah.
That is a non-negotiable for me.
Now,
non-negotiable.
Will you buy the peanuts outside the ballpark or do you buy them inside?
I buy them inside the ballpark.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
Oh, I'm for a buck, for a big bag of peanuts?
You're right.
I'm walking in with those peanuts.
Of course you are.
Then again, I'm the guy who will bring in my own candy into the movie theater.
They love seeing you come.
Well, I'm not going to bring in my own popcorn because I'm worried about it spilling. And I will always bring in like a bottle of a Diet Coke.
I'll have popcorn every night at home, but I won't have it at the ballpark. Isn't that weird?
I would never eat popcorn at a ballpark.
I just wouldn't.
Wouldn't even consider it.
No.
It's peanuts and beer. Boom. That's it.
And that is it for me. And the great thing is, that's the thing for my wife, too.
I'll tell you why you eat peanuts at a ballpark, because you allow somebody else to clean up your shells. Would you do that in your own living room? No, you wouldn't.
No. But you know, when I was traveling,
selfish man.
All those years that I was traveling and doing play by play, there were certain places that we would go to, and one of the bars was in Terre Haute,
Indiana,
at Indiana State University.
I interviewed one of my first job interviews was in Terre Haute.
Is that right?
Yep.
I'll be darned. Anyway, but there was this bar there that's how they, you know, come on in. Fresh roasted peanuts, throw your shells on the floor.
Yep.
And by God, I go to that place every single time I was in town.
My first job was in Kalispell, Montana. Mm-hmm. We go to Moose's, best pizza in town, and the floor was littered with peanut shells, and then we'd play Papa Shot and drink red beer.
I'll be darned. That's cool.
You might know red beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, would you do it with straight tomato juice, Clamato? What would make it red for you?
Well, I've never had chlamydia, but I appreciate you
Clamato.
Mentioning. Oh, Clamato.
Yeah, that's how my dad used to have red beers.
Right.
He loved Clamato.
And they would serve it in a goblet, so you would pour the beer in there on the tap, and then they'd pour some tomato juice on top.
Pretty damn good.
I'd drink
good.
It there because that was the thing to do, but quite frankly, it's nasty.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't do it anywhere else.
No, it's not. Right. It's nasty. But you drink it there. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss the U.S. men's national soccer team embarking in their Copa America campaign, and could this be the biggest NHL Stanley Cup Final Game 7 in history? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. Are you still...
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash, as they are accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call to make some money, 303-289-1600. Or go to rollerauction.com/sell to inquire about selling. In the meantime, told you about Paramount Siding and Windows earlier in the show. Want to talk about them again. If your siding, windows, or doors need a makeover, you need to go with the best, Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount just named the best siding contractor in the Best of Mile High magazine. And they were also a top three finalist in the windows and doors category. With that, I want to bring my good friend Scott from Paramount. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Eric. How are you?
Good. I know you have all kinds of siding, but there is one particular brand that has a lifetime guarantee. And considering all the hail we get, seriously, you can make the case it doesn't matter how much I spend on siding. A lifetime guarantee with the hail that we get, that sounds like a good deal to me.
It does. It's the Align Insulated Fiberglass Siding by Gentech, and it comes with a lifetime hail warranty up to 1 inch in diameter. This stuff is no joke. It's an insulated panel, high energy efficiency, virtually maintenance-free, doesn't require any painting as the years go by.
I am guessing it's going to cost a little bit more, but if you're a long-term investor like most people are with their house, I'm guessing it's worth the few extra bucks.
It really is. And as a matter of fact, this siding is actually pretty comparable and in some situations less costly than some other pre-finished siding. So just depending on how it's configured, it's actually not that much more at all. So because the labor rate, we're able to keep that down. It installs very easily, whereas other siding panels sometimes require a higher labor rate because of the difficulty.
Okay, so we've been hearing about, at least on the news, the blistering heat on the East Coast. With that, when people are looking at windows, yes, they're pretty to look at and you want something that looks nice. But when you buy the right windows, you're going to save a ton on your cooling bill. And I'm guessing a lot of people out there probably wish they would have worked at Paramount to get the right windows. What do you have to offer to save you money, but more importantly, keep that air conditioning in the house and not leaking out of it?
Great question. All of the windows that we carry are going to be highly energy efficient. Some are more so than others. Regardless of the brand and the series that you choose, you should notice an immediate difference from day one. We work with brands. We're proud to represent the Restoration Series by MI. We also work with Provia Windows, Anlin Windows, as well as Milgard Windows. So we have a variety of different windows that can meet up with any consumer's needs, because not everyone wants just a one-size-fits-all, but all of them will be energy efficient.
You are located in Littleton, right off of Broadway, right across the street from my, or not across, but right around the corner from my house, right near Arapahoe Road. People can come down there to see your state-of-the-art showroom, but you will also go to somebody's house and bring samples. If they come in, what is the difference in terms of what people can see?
So coming into the showroom, really, especially if you're looking for siding and windows and you're first starting to learn, you're first starting to get all the information, coming to the showroom is really the best way to start, because you're able to see large samples of these types of products on walls that actually look real. These are real full-size walls versus, you know, any person that goes out there, no matter how, which company they're with, they're only going to be able to bring samples that are of a certain size, and they can only carry so much in their vehicle. So you get a limited exposure. So if you come to the showroom to start with, you can see what these different products look like, feel like, and see whether or not, you know, they're the right thing for you. And then we can actually go back to the house, take all the measurements. Then we can get you a price quote based upon something that you've got more experience on. Our quotes are good for 30 days, too.
How do people find you, get a hold of you?
ParamountSidingAndWindows.com, or they can stop by the showroom. We're located on the northwest corner of South Broadway and Arapahoe Road in Littleton at 6637 South Broadway. But again, ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
All right, guys, just in case you missed it, there's no better words than Game 7 in the NHL Stanley Cup Final after Edmonton took a clear dominant 5-1 win on Friday night. Bruce, you did call this one, saying that this would go to 7 games.
Bingo.
He said he hoped it went to 7. He said,
I'll take it, though. This will be.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
This will be the 18th Game 7 in NHL history. And the last time a team that came back from a 3-0 series lead with the Toronto Maple Leafs all the way back in 1942. So do you think Edmonton has what it takes to reverse sweep the Florida Panthers
tonight?
Yeah,
I do. And because they're playing very well on both ends and they're finally getting scoring from their frontline guys, they have dominated. Well, they dominated certainly game six. And very much, if you believe in momentum, for whatever it's worth, they certainly take the momentum with them all the way down to Florida. Where are they in Surprise?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's north of up near Fort Lauderdale, in fact. So anyway, be that as it may, yeah, I think Edmonton wins it and becomes the first Canadian team to win since when? The
93.
Wow. 93 since the Canadians?
I mean, this game has a lot of interest for two big reasons. One, I believe no team has come back from a 3-0 deficit. Is that correct?
It's happened, I think, one time.
One time?
Once in the Stanley Cup.
And then, in the 1942 Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then you have the best player in the league who hasn't won a title.
Yep.
Now, what's interesting is he had 8 points in games 4 and 5 combined. You know what his stat line was in game 6?
Yeah, 4 shots.
Nope.
0.
One.
One.
That's shot right. On goal. No goals, no assists.
Yeah. They spread the wealth.
Yeah. They got
5-1 win, man.
Well, they have been dominating. I am an American first, but I want to see the Canadian team
win. Oh, my God. Absolutely. I mean, Florida? Come on. No. Give me Edmonton all day on this one. No. McDavid, Draisaitl, lift the cup. It happens tonight. Let's go.
I just don't want to see McDavid go down as a guy who never won the cup.
Me either.
I cheer for greatness. That's going to do it for us. Nigel and Gordon, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.